I want to start out by telling a story of something that I experienced in the, or it wasn't necessarily in the youth group, but it was something that resulted from my experiences in the youth group. And that was when I turned 17, for my 17th birthday, one evening at the singing, Mike Utsi said that he wanted to do something for my birthday, that he wanted to take me on a trip to Western Kansas, kind of exploring Kansas and hunting trip. So we got up one morning at 4 o'clock and we started driving west, and we stopped for breakfast. We stopped at a state park. It was a little lake in Western Kansas, a really nice place. It's about a 300 acre lake, unique for Kansas because it's in a ravine. So there are hills like 200, 250 feet right above the lake. Very nice lake. We went on further west to public land, and we hiked a couple miles back. We hiked way back in there, and we didn't find anything that much. We shot at some coyotes and jackrabbits. We found a little cliff. There was a rattlesnake in there, and we piled some rocks on it and then carefully uncovered it and killed it and kept the rattles for souvenirs. And it was fun, and we kept on driving west. We went all the way out to, we might have been in the state of Colorado. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Mike was sure either. But we found some quail. We shot a couple quail, and it was a good day. Mike took food along, a lot of good food. We had like jerky and cheese and chocolate and mixed nuts, stuff that's good to experience when you go hiking. We got back late that evening. You might ask, well, what does that have to do with the Christian life? We didn't really accomplish that much that day. We didn't really do that much. We had a lot of good experiences, though. But for me, it was Michael giving to me. It was Michael taking time off of his day to invest in my life, to invest caring about me. We talked about life. We talked about moving. It was at 17. It would have been about 3 years after we had moved. And so I was still relatively new. But I really felt Michael's care that day, even though we didn't do that much. We didn't accomplish that much. And so looking at youth group, it can sometimes be hard to define what are the valuable things. What are the things that make youth group youth group? What are the things that... What is the purpose of youth group? And before we jump into answering questions, I want to share more of just what my experience of youth group was, of how those experiences shaped my visions, my goals, my beliefs about youth group. We moved here when I was 14 and a half, so I joined the youth group when I was 16, which was about a year and a half after we moved, and I was still, I would say, very new to this community and hadn't really found my place in the community. But when I got to youth group, there were older guys there. There were guys in the youth group like Danny, Daryl, Matthew, Wendell Bishop, Big Josh, Mike, David, the older guys that they were always there. They were always, I knew no matter what kind of day I had, no matter what questions I had about life, I could go there and they were there to listen, to care, to help me wrestle through. And they were, the older guys, for me, it was a lot safer talking to them versus a 30 or 40 or 50 year old guy in the church. Because it's more intimidating when someone like that asks to go out for coffee than someone that's 6 years older. So that was some of my experiences for the first couple years. I was relatively new. But then when I was 18, that was my first, I was elected for youth committee when I was 18. And so that was the first year of youth committee, and it was a challenge. It's a challenge learning. That's one of the things about youth group. You learn leadership skills. You learn how to make things work. It's up to you to figure out when singings are. You get influence of figuring out what activities to do and when to do them. I really found my place when I was, or more or less, thinking I'd found my place when I was 18. But then a lot of the older guys started moving on in life. They moved out of youth group. And that is part of youth group. That is part of, it's a very fluid group. People join when they're 16, and it's a time in life when their choices make more difference in their direction of life, so to speak, than at other times. So it's also kind of wrestling through. Youth group can be a time when people wrestle through some of those questions to figure out what direction to go in life. And then for me, around 20 was when I realized I was starting to become one of the older people in the youth group. And that can be scary sometimes to realize that there are no longer as many older people in the youth group to mentor me. And it's now transitioning for me to start fulfilling that role of mentoring people. And so some of the good experiences that I have experienced in the youth group were, I remember Aaron having a lot of coffee parties Saturday mornings with the guys. That was a good experience. Going to Metro and hanging out with Danny, going out to eat with the guys, being able to be at scenes and having people pray for me. There are a lot of y'all's places that I can remember instances of people praying for me and for me praying for them. A lot of y'all's places I can remember going on walks with different people, of wrestling through questions in life, times of life that or seasons of life that I was in. And so that's some of my experiences. But everybody comes to youth group a unique person. Everybody comes to youth group with their own set of expectations, of needs, of abilities, of gifts, things they can offer, things they can give to the group. And so it's kind of hard sometimes to know how to channel all those talents, how to channel that energy. When you're dealing with so many variances, it's sometimes hard to know, well, what are the expectations? What do we do with youth group? And that is some of what I want to wrestle with tonight, I guess, is hearing from you as a church, what are your goals? What are your visions for the people that move through youth group, that experience youth group, that benefit from youth group? I'm not sure how I came about it, but I realized that Center, this is the 60th year, I believe, that Center, 60 years since Center was founded. And in the red book or the community book, there is each church kind of has a little segment of information about that church. And I was intrigued by the fact of Center's statement. In one of the sentences, it says, "The need for mechanized transportation was also upon us as there was not room for many of the young people on the farms." And so I realized that Center caring for young people, having concern for young people's lives, is a part of this church's history, and I have benefited greatly from that. So thank you to people older than I am, people that started this church with that vision, with that drive. Thank you. And so, I guess, yeah, tonight I want to hear from you. What do you want youth group to do for your children? What do you want youth group to be? And so, yeah, I'll just open it up. Hopefully you all read some of the questions in your mailbox. The first question is, well, what is the purpose of the youth group? The second is, what do you want youth group to do for your youth? And I guess that's where I want to start. And I want to, yeah, I would like to hear from fathers, from mothers, from anybody, I guess, that has things, whether it's friends, youth friends that you know, or your own children. So I'll just open it up. David.
I just said, I like the way you started out referring to your own experiences. Then the first thing I thought of was Joseph's opening, giving. And you have described what I think makes the youth group worthwhile. And what I'd like to see cultivated in the youth group is giving. Now, you were talking about both giving and receiving. And you talked about receiving more as a younger person, giving more as an older, or having others give to you as well. And so I think that's, in short, it's, as I thought about this, it's another step in becoming an adult in our tradition. There are other ways of doing it, but practically every tradition has this stage mapped out or marked out in some way. And so it is best exercised if young people are there to give rather than to see what they can get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's kind of easy for me to think of something when I have heard your stories, your testimony. But one of the things that comes right out of that is that young people fly sort of like eagles. They maybe are almost pushed out of the nest. And you said by 18 you were already exercising leadership and committee work and all. And I think you gave the hint that it was kind of daunting or kind of you just got to learn on the fly. I just try to think, though, if you wouldn't have that experience, when would it come? Certainly it could come later, but so one of the goals would be that it would be an arena in which young people could learn together. And so my encouragement would be to any 17, 18-year-old that's just kind of dreading that and wanting to stay a 16-year-old that's kind of a tag-along and just there for the ride, to look at the positives that can come even though it comes at some cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can identify with that too. I still remember the first time I was asked to lead a public prayer or pray for a prayer request in the youth group. It was at Arlen Knisley's, and Arlen Mast asked me to pray for the prayer request. I kind of stumbled through. It was stretching, but I grew from that experience. And that is part of youth group. And also youth group, it is a safe place to fail. It isn't a place where perfection is required. Are there others of you that, I guess, yeah, from the women, and that's because for me, I just have a guy's perspective of things I got out of the youth group, or things that yeah, maybe I would like to hear from the mothers, even from the youth here. Like, what are some things that you want the youth group to do for your, for the guys, for the girls, whoever in your family? For the for me, yes.
Well, when I think back to my youth group days, and I think back to people I was in the youth group with, I think it's kind of a place to start learning how to do church. And so some of the same people that were taking leadership back then are doing it today. And you learn to really build safe friendships that go for years. And there's just something really wonderful about spending time in church with people who know your history. You don't have to explain a lot, but you've been together a long, long time. And so I just think youth group is the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, youth group can kind of be an extension of the church, or that is, yeah, we have singing Sunday evening. It's a tradition, but it's also good. We have singing, we have worship, we have prayer time, and that is where a lot of friendships do develop. And so I guess, yeah, some of my questions are, how much time do we devote? Sorry, yes, was there another one?
Yes. One thing that can happen with committee work is that girls can feel frustrated when fellows aren't taking the leadership. I've heard some of those comments. I've experienced some of that. And I just want to encourage the girls that this is also a learning time for you, too. Your husband may not always lead the way you want him to, either. And so learn from those experiences and pray for the fellows who are the leaders.
Thank you for that, which brings up another interesting question. Or was there another hand? Yeah. Stephen first, and then...
If we're talking about valuable things, I think the singings are extremely valuable. Music is important to our church and has been for quite a while. And there's rarely a time when, well, depending on the leadership, we don't sing for an hour. But anyway, I remember that was a stretching time, singing for an entire hour. And valuing that going through that has made me value worship a lot more. And finding a way to help our youth enjoy that. I don't know. I'm not old, but I do appreciate people learning good things.
Thank you. Was there someone else? Gary.
Well, Sharon jogged my memory. When I was young, I remember one time we were gathering at Raymond Wagler's place to process popcorn. It was our youth group project back then, or that summer. And as it would happen to be, a gal from Sharon's home community was there that time. And as we were husking popcorn or something, she made the observation to several of us there that she observed something that she admired here. She noticed that among the first ones to arrive would have been some boys who kind of helped initiate that now's the time to get to work, and we got to work, and others came a little later and all just joined in. And she said that in her experience, she's often yearned for more of the leadership initiative from the young men. And so that was an experience that I'll pass along that was an example of what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I wanna pick up on something Sharon said about when problems occur in youth group. Who solves the youth group's problems? Do we fight it out amongst ourselves in the youth group? Do we go to lay members in the church? Do we go to the ministers? What are the principles? How do we solve problems? I guess that's what I'd like to hear from you. Because, Daryl.
So I think this is no better place to start figuring out how to do problem solving as a group than the next place. I think the youth group, if you don't learn it there, then that problem's only going to follow you into the church. I mean, the youth group is part of the church, but it's only going to get worse as you get older and get more responsibility. Mm-hmm. So certainly there is room to pull in advice from ministers and parents and so on. But I certainly think that's an excellent time for the experienced youth group members to figure out how to do life with differing opinions.
Because youth group is kind of a condensed version of the church. Karen.
One thing I see as a strength here in this church community is that the older youth members are welcome. You don't have to stop when you're 21. I've been in communities where, a 21-year-old was looked at as an old maid if she wasn't dating, and I was horrified. That just isn't our experience, and I think that's what is happening here is the older ones can help facilitate some of those discussions mm-hmm. and learning life skills. I remember as a young youth group member, people like Rachel Yoder and her sisters getting together after the singing and saying, okay, let's have a rip-roaring discussion.
Thanks for sharing that. David.
Back to the question that Daryl was addressing. I think is it not sort of a general principle in life that when there is conflict, you keep it as small as you can? You involve as few people as necessary to get the job done. But I would concur that there are those times when people don't feel like they're getting the job done, that they do reach out. But just as a general principle, whether it's how church leaders work, whether it's how things work in a family or in a school or in a youth group, involve the people that affects. And go only bigger when you have to.
Mm-hmm. Right, Arthur. Because you're right, that is where we learn. And youth group for me is I didn't pick up a lot of valuable relationship skills.
I agree with what David's saying about the Matthew 18 principle of starting small. But I also think youth group is an excellent time to see a problem and to not just push it off because it's not really me. It's an excellent time to say, look, this is our problem, let's talk about it, and let's work on it. And so I propose that's a good time to learn.
Thank you, Arthur. Johnny.
Some of my favorite discussions at youth group have been about things that we disagreed about. Some of the most important conversations I've had in at youth activities is when we've been disagreeing about something. So I would answer that question to say I think the best place to solve those problems is within the youth group. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we talk about, we've mentioned youth group as a formative time, but I think we run a risk in treating it like some sort of like school or prep for church life, because that distances us from the church life we're living right now. And so if we stay in the youth group till we're 50, then, you know, then we'll be, you know, really ready to, you know, plug into the church after we leave. And that's not really the purpose. I think church is preparing us for church leadership or for, you know, being businessmen or missionaries or whatever it is, but it's also a place to help us grow as members in this setting where we're at right now. So I think it's important to not overlook that aspect as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shane.
I certainly have a lot of very good memories of youth group days and just a lot of fun times during that season of life. Some of the formative relationships that I had then came, like you mentioned, in some of those mentoring relationships. Guys like Tim and Brad and Caleb and others kind of took me under their wing and tried to help me grow. And I really appreciate some of those things. One of the differences, or one of the questions you asked, was how do you think the current youth group is different from when I was in the youth group? One of the really good changes I see is that as a group, it feels like the youth group now is more deliberate about doing productive things that matter together. We played a lot of volleyball and did a lot of other really fun things that I have very good memories of. But I think it's a great time for people to work together, to do things that matter together, and to play volleyball together.
Right, there is a balance of doing fun things together and doing things that really, really matter. Daryl.
I was in the youth group for a fairly long time. I think I was 29 when I got married. And I was in two different youth groups. And in both of them, I saw a couple of shifts over the time I was in it, from highly productive activities to not so very productive activities. And I couldn't really tell that there was any rhythm to it even. It just, depending on the composition of the youth group, it went one way and sometimes it went the other way, and sometimes it changed with the same group over time. And I suspect that that's part of what we get when we put young people in a group together and say, now figure out how to get along and how to start living life in the church. That's kind of that concept of being a safe place to fail. You know, sometimes we do fail. Mm-hmm. But we don't want that to happen a lot, but still we need to give it room to occur.
Mm-hmm. Nathan.
I don't disagree with what's been said, but some of my most positive memories of youth group experiences include the involvement of older people, of the, you know, the family that was hosting or whatever, you know, times around a campfire, those kinds of things. And so I would just encourage the families and the parents, people here, that when you host the youth group, don't underestimate your part in interacting with the youth. I think that's also very powerful.
Right, yeah. Nathan. Not Nathan, Paul.
It's been quite a while since I was with the youth group, but you know, since I've had youth. But this is a question more, and that I'd like to hear some discussion on, is how do you see what the positive things about youth group and then yet being part of a family and balancing family life, youth group life? I don't know if you have any pointers for that. Is that a challenge or not?
For my personal experience?
Or anyone.
For my personal experience, youth group was my primary social interaction. I didn't go through high school, so I didn't there wasn't that social life. So for me, a youth group was my primary social interaction. And so I wasn't gone any other evenings out of the week other than youth activities. So for me, youth activity was Sunday evening, Thursday evening. I was at home Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday evening. But it does bring its challenges. It does bring its, how do you define how important youth group is? How much time, how important is spending time with family when Thursday evening is one of the options? Because for me, there were people in the youth group that had a busier schedule than I did that didn't come Thursday or Sunday evenings, that those my relationship with them, so to speak, suffered then. And that's something I don't have the answer on, and I would love to hear more of y'all's thoughts on that too. And that's some of maybe the question of what do the parents want to have, what do the parents want their youth to get at the youth activities? Is what they receive at youth activities more harming than what they receive having family time? Thoughts, Paul?
Just a comment to go with that. You know, when I started with the youth, we were just leaving the Amish. And at that point, you know, when you turn 16, I felt very little responsibility to my parents to tell what I did. And that has shifted. But I think, you know, there was something magical about the number 16. And so, in my responsibility to the family, but I think I've seen a positive shift. But I think if we're aware of where that comes from, that can help us think through, well, now, family, youth, and so forth.
Right, because it is a time when the youth are shifting from getting most of their identity, so to speak, from their immediate family. And when they join youth group, it's at a stage when they start, for me anyway, observing. People start building more of an identity from friends, from peers, from themselves, too, of creating their own belief system. But yeah, I would like to hear more thoughts on how valuable you think youth group time is in comparing it to family time. Danny, yep.
For me, it's a little hard to separate youth group and family into two distinctly different categories because a big part of my relationship with my sisters, Rosine older than me and Uni younger than me, centered around youth activities. And it was often coming home from youth activities together and sitting in the car and talking for a long, long time. Sometimes that was where I connected with both of my sisters, really. And so when I look back on my youth group time, it's actually the family connection that is one of the most special things to me about that time.
Ellis.
Well, I probably speak a little glibly because most of the time we live 8,000 miles from a youth group. But I think perhaps as parents, one of our jobs is as our children are younger to invest in the family so those relationships are there when they're 16, 17, and 18. And then in the youth group, finding ways, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I did a lot with the center youth group when I was still in the Amish church. But we would often have supper together as a family before I went to the youth activities. So there's ways that families can invest in family time and still make room for youth group. But there's give and take there. So. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
I would just take the discussion a half a turn left or right to ask, what about some of the other things that can be put into the schedule for a young person? Like, okay, would I rather spend Friday night with handpicked friends than Thursday night with the rest of the youth group? I don't know if that's happening this week or last week, but sometimes I've noticed some of those kinds of things start to compete against the group dynamic. And here's another lesson that could be learned in youth that would hopefully help strengthen the rest of the church body relationship too, lay a good foundation. So, but I ask it partly as a question too, is this something that we ought to also be aware of and speak to as a body?
It can't, yeah, I mean, there was, I've been in the youth group, let's see, 8 years? No, 16, yeah, 8 years, I guess. And, you know, the youth group does go through cycles. It does go through cycles when there are people that, or the youth group just, there might be a time when there aren't as many people around, and it does go through cycles of people doing stuff Friday night instead of youth activity Thursday night, but it, yeah. Arlen, did you have?
Well, it was good to hear Danny and Ellis's perspective, because as I reflect on my youth group, I would say that I don't feel like I really got closer to my siblings during those years. In fact, I don't really know how to explain it, but it feels like maybe it kind of worked the opposite way for us. I'm willing to take my share of the responsibility on that, but it does color my perspective on youth group, and I agree that the ideal is to that's certainly what we're working toward is to have family be an attractive place where children want to be, but to be honest, I think it's probably going to be a little hard to compete with 16 and 17 year old peers for glamour, and so I'm thoughtful about that. I don't quite know what the answer is, and I'm gonna throw out a little bit of a, well, maybe this is another left hand turn or something here, but I'm thinking about a statement that I think my brother may have made at one point. He said, yeah, the youth group is, they're working together, they're giving and taking, praying for each other. They're doing everything like a model church would, with only one problem, and that is they're not the church. And, I scratch my head over that and say, well, why? What's the deal there, if he's right? And I think perhaps It may be when youth group in some ways takes a life of its own, that, back to what Johnny said, that siphons energy away from the church. I don't know, but I'm thinking about that. And I guess I get back to what I consider to be a bit of an ideal that we will never know exactly what that ideal is or when we've hit it, or probably will never hit it. But the ideal being that, yes, the reality is that we are, I think, without exception, we are all most comfortable with our peers. I mean, there are exceptions, but you know, whether you're 80 or whether you're 18 or 10, you're most likely to be comfortable and feel the safest around your peers. That's just kind of where we gravitate toward. But I believe the ideal is perhaps to move as far from that as we can and still function well. I grant that it's scary for an 18-year-old to talk to a 50-year-old, but perhaps he could try talking to a 30-year-old. The reality is the 30-year-old might connect better with an 18-year-old than a 50-year-old would. I accept that. But I'm wondering if there are ways that we can kind of push that
envelope a bit and stretch us both directions, older to younger, younger to older, as one way of creating a, maybe a bit more of the healthy church de-stratifying that, that I think is an ideal.
Right. Stephen. And for me, what I learned from the mentoring, from starting out with relationships with people closer my age, it did teach me skills that made it a lot easier for me than to build relationships with people 40, 50, and 60 years old.
You know, when I think, I'm very happy to hear all the fond memories and improvements on y'all's life, but when I think of youth group, I think of it a little bit like the cheaper by the dozen car of a lot of individuals jammed in one vehicle, recklessly going somewhere, all trying to help each other figure it out. But as a guy, I got zero input on how to lead. And I don't understand that, because it doesn't seem like trying and failing is the best method to figure something out and learn valuable things. I appreciate all the ideals that you guys have thrown out here tonight. I feel it's fallen quite short many times, and also soared high above that many times based on who was in youth group. But so many of these things are great when they happen, mentoring, leadership, and all. But wouldn't it be better if someone was teaching us how to do this and not having a separate activity that we don't have people to learn this from, that we have to figure it out ourselves? And I don't know. It to me, youth group feels a little bit like a distraction, a very fun and enjoyable and valuable distraction, but we have many activities now. We have many ministry opportunities, and many other opportunities now that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago. I would ask you guys to consider, is this still the best option for what you idealize youth group to be?
James.
All right, Walter, I don't know where all you're going yet, but I thought this would be a good time to jump in. So I obviously received so much from youth group and have enjoyed myself immensely over the years, especially the years from 16 to 20 or 21. But I definitely learned a lot when I went away to service and didn't have youth group anymore. And this sounds crazy, but I guess maybe I'm sort of tagging on to what Stephen said. I don't think I actually missed it that much. I definitely missed the friends that I had, and I missed not being with them. But it was just sort of a relief to be able to stay home every night. Like Stephen said, we have a lot going. And so sometimes it seems like church seems a little more important than youth group, so I'm a little bit quicker to skip youth group than church. In my family, growing up, I mean, if it was a church or ministry activity, you went. That's just the way we were. And I know that not all families are that way. And we did it together. So that was good, that was influential to me. But by the time I went to camp, I was really burned out. I'd been doing something every evening of the week except for Saturday night, and it got crazy. So for those of you who are find yourselves in that situation, read the warning signs and think critically about where you're headed. One purpose for youth group that hasn't come up yet, well, maybe it did a little bit, is finding a spouse. And this whole discussion, I've this whole time been just contrasting it to the teens I know from Hutch, mm-hmm. who need positive community. Mm-hmm. And so I love that I grew up with this available, this positive community where I can go be with Christian peers. But in some ways, in my faith, I was just riding on the coattails of others, and it did take getting away to really find out what I actually believe. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's just what it was. But I can think of many friends from town that I think would just have done so much better if they would have had good friends to be around, and probably would have found better spouses, and just those kinds of things. But I'm not sure how it would translate, because the reason our youth group was so good, I feel like, is because we had good parents in our church, and our, you know, the kids in the youth group have been taught really well from a young age, and so some of these leadership things, they're actually ready to go ahead and do, and lead out and add to the culture of the youth group, and be the church for each other, because they've seen it done by their parents, and they've grown up, you know, with that strong spiritual base. So, I don't know. I've said a lot of things. There's so many good things about youth group, but there's also the drawbacks. In the way Stephen said it, I mean, sometimes it feels like a good distraction. And I think that we do well to pass along all these blessings and these privileges that we've been given to those who have not experienced them.
Thanks, James. And yeah, that's something, it depends how long we want to stay here tonight. You said there were a lot of people in Hutch that if they had mentors, they would be in a lot better place today. If the guys in the youth group wouldn't have been in the youth group for me, I would be in a lot worse place today than I am. And so it's hard sometimes to know where that balance is, because we don't get a 25-hour day because we're Christians, and so we only have so much. And so if we give somewhere else, we're taking from somewhere else too. Hans.
I just wanted to make two comments. First of all, on the thing that Arlen said about youth group not being a church, or you were quoting somebody, I think, but I didn't catch who that was. I guess my perspective is that where two or three are gathered from the church, that is church. And so I very much see the youth group as being church, because it's some of us gathering. And I really appreciate that our church has started doing small groups, because it feels like attending Sunday morning service, Wednesday evening service, it feels like that's not quite sufficient to form the sorts of relationships that we should have in a church. And I would love to see the church do more youth group things, and style things. And I think that's where Arlen was going with that. And I heartily endorse that. Doing things together as a community is what builds those relationships the way a church should be. So I just, for whatever that's worth. And then going off of what Stephen was saying, I have felt a few of those same things in sort of a lack of formal mentoring for the youth committee. It often seems like the youth committee is kind of just on a rotation, and like various people have said, it changes pretty dramatically in that cycle. And there are many things that I think that I enjoyed much more about the center youth group than the one in Catlett where I came from. But one of the things that I really benefited from the Catlett youth group is they did have youth sponsors that were elected every year, and they also had a youth leader who was elected by the church every year and served for a year, and it allowed the younger ones to be on the youth committee under the direction of a youth sponsor couple and under the direction of an older youth guy who was the youth leader, and for me to have that opportunity to learn a little longer term than these short 3-month snippets where you're in charge of the committee, for me that was very, very valuable, because I had, you know, Nate Beachy or whoever to show me how it was done. And like Stephen said, that is a much more effective way of learning than just trying and failing. Because you try and you fail still, but you have the direction of someone who's experienced to help bring guidance to that process. So that's something I would really love to see the church or youth group consider talking about, maybe going more toward that model. It's a very common model, I know, and I very much appreciate and benefited from that.
Thank you, Hans. Well, thanks to everybody who shared tonight, and yeah, keep on talking after the service. I have a short story I would like to read to close. It's from a doctor in California, Kristen Fuller. She's also a writer, and during her college years, she would often volunteer at nursing homes and just visit with older people. And this is a story she wrote. One bright and sunny Saturday morning, I walked into a man's room. He was covered in tattoos and sunspots and looked like he had lived a rough life. After conversing with him for about 20 minutes, I learned he was in the motorcycle gang, Hell's Angels, and definitely looked the part. Under his rough exterior, he was one of the kindest souls I ever met and was sadly dying of lung cancer. I continued to visit him every Saturday for about 6 months until he passed away. And to this day, my favorite memory of him was when he told me, "You are one to the world, but to one, you are the world." He thanked me every Saturday for spending time with him, and I sadly did not get to share with him how big of an impact he made on me. I will carry this quote in my heart for the rest of my life. And so in closing, I guess I want to challenge us to remember that we often can't see or don't know when our care or love means the world to someone, whether it's in the youth group, in this church body, or in Hutch. Thank you for your time.
Well, I enjoyed the evening.